Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the Irish flotilla members detained by Israel have landed in Turkey after being deported and are now en route home to Ireland, expected home tomorrow. Speaking to journalists after they descended their plane in Turkey, they denounced the use of violence and humiliation tactics by Israeli authorities. And here with us to discuss all of this is Imelda Graham, who is the mother of Kat Graham, who is one of the Irish activists aboard the flotilla. Good evening to you, Imelda. Thank you so much for joining us. Firstly, you must be very relieved, I presume, that Kat is on her way home.
Very relieved. And I'm glad that, above all else, this seems to have made a turning point in the whole campaign and the whole mission that's been carried on for years to support the Palestinians. So I'm really glad that this... I think it's really unfortunate that it's taken a bully hitting a white woman to actually activate this change. But if it's a turning point and it works and it helps, that's terrific.
Have you yourself spoken, Imelda, with Kat over the past day or two?
I did, yeah. I got a phone call yesterday, so that was great. And she has a phone, but it's obviously been shared around, so it's hard to get hold of her. But yeah, we plan to speak more when she gets home. So, yeah.
I've no doubt. And tell me, what did she report to you? I mean, obviously we've seen video footage, we've seen Kat herself be sort of pulled to the ground after shouting Free Palestine and then people closing in around her, so we didn't really see what happened. And we've heard from Tom Deasy and other people about being hit and other members of the flotilla being beaten. What did Kat say to you?
Oh, well, all of that, and that she was strip searched, which was very unpleasant. And there were a number of people suffered sexual assaults, often in front of the other participants, which is appalling. And it's just, there's a lot of accounts and the pictures and videos of people and their injuries. It's much worse than the last time, because Katrina was on this last year as well and was arrested and was in the prison for a few days. And the violence this year has been worse. Definitely much worse.
Yeah, we were wondering that when I was looking at the footage myself, I said, this doesn't look like what we've seen in the past. Something has changed. Do you have any sort of speculative ideas, or does Kat have any speculative ideas as to why, I suppose, the violence against the members of the flotilla has gone up a gear?
I think perhaps that they got away with all of this before, because this guy, Ben Gavir, did this last year as well, but it didn't get publicity. It wasn't captured on a video. It was just some pictures. And I think that they're sick of them. I think they realise it's beginning to make an impact. And I think they really wanted to shut it down. And it's a much bigger mission than just the boats. The boats are, you know, a very important element of the public part of it. But I think the bigger mission was sort of gradually making an impact. The whole boycott, divestment, sanction. And you just have to remember the poor children, you know, just what the families and children are suffering over there. And one of the heartbreaking things for me the last few days is the disappointment, because we saw lovely videos of little children standing on the beach with their families watching for the boats. And it's heartbreaking to think that they didn't get there.
Did they have, and I've no argument with any of that, but did they have a genuine expectation, the members of the flotilla, that they would reach Gaza? Did they not believe themselves to be likely to be intercepted, albeit in international waters, by Israel?
Yeah, it was. Last year, they were quite overcome by the Israelis were quite overcome by the numbers. And it was very difficult for them to cope with the numbers that were there in the prison last year. And that caused problems when they were boarding the ships, because what happened was the sailors that Israel had, they didn't have enough. And they had to get some of the participants to actually sail the ships after they were captured and intercepted. So I think there was a ramping up by Israel to try and deal with this in a more once-off manner and just get it, you know, really make a difference. But it's
The way the Israelis have behaved in this instance, as you say, an increasingly aggressive position taken towards the activists, that, with them bound with their hands behind their back and kneeling and head down, that kind of supplicant position, all of those things designed to intimidate. Will that intimidate, do you think, Imelda? Will we see more flotillas or not? Or is that not known yet?
It's not known yet. They have to regroup and replan and strategize, of course, and see what will happen. And honestly, Caoimhe Butterley was with the group, and she was saying earlier that some of them were quite traumatized this time, that the violence was quite bad. So that will have to be managed and handled and dealt with. And I think Israel lately, because of advancing into Lebanon and advancing into Syria, and nobody is stopping them. So I think they've got more and more, you know, aware that they can do what they like and nobody stops them. So I think this is part of the cause of the increase in violence.
I presume you would echo what Minister Helen McEntee has said, that the response to the activists that we saw on the flotilla by the Israelis would make you worry about how they are treating Palestinians behind closed doors or within prisons where there are no cameras, there are no social media footage.
Completely. Last year when they were in this prison, they saw writings on the wall that from the desperate Palestinians that had been there before them. And they hear the screams and they hear the other ill effects. And also, I mean, the stuff that's happening in Gaza. I did a report on this, which we interviewed children and parents, and it's going to be published soon. And that's, I'm hearing what the children are saying about what they're experiencing and seeing their uncle's bodies being pulled out and off the rope. It's just absolutely shocking and heartbreaking. And how they can get away with it is just beyond me, really, in a civilised society, as so-called.
Ben-Gvir, the minister, the Israeli minister who was seen in the footage sort of taunting the activists, he's been criticised by other Israelis, including the Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli foreign minister Gideon Saar, who said that he has knowingly caused harm to the state in a disgraceful display and undone tremendous professional and successful efforts made by so many people. Does that hearten you that some within the Israeli, administration seemingly do not support this treatment of activists and do not support what we saw on those videos?
I honestly don't trust it. I think that it's performative. I think that it's using him as a fall guy. They realise they crossed the line and they're using it to him. I mean, I heard Kaya Kallas from the EU Commission the other day saying, what can we do to stop them? As if we're helpless. We're not helpless. And I think Israel might be aware that some people are beginning to wake up and beginning to shift. I mean, Micheál Martin's meeting the Pope today and he's going to bring it up. So, you know, maybe Helen McEntee, she did say that the other day, but then she went to vote against the sanctions.
Well, that was one of my last question to you. That vote that took place in the Dáil yesterday, where sanctions against Israel were voting down, we are aware that we're being told that the Occupied Territories Bill will come before the House before the end of the summer, before the start of the summer recess, rather.
I would hope so.
But your view on what happened yesterday, the not voting for sanctions in the Dáil?
I'm so disappointed in them. They're all out there making statements and getting publicity and getting PR, and then all of a sudden they turn around and do that. I mean, I was writing to ministers, I was writing to TDs, and just saying how disappointed I was that they came and supported. I mean, one of them in particular, it's not fair to name him out of all the others, but he came to the Dáil last year to support Katrina when she was arrested before and kidnapped before. And he was voting for not against the sanctions. It disappointed me so much.
All right. Look, Imelda, thank you.
I do appreciate the legal things. I do appreciate they have to untangle those. And I hope it will go through soon.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us. And we wish Kat well and hope that she is all right. You don't know of any injuries or anything that she has?
Her personally, no, I think bruise and sore. That's most of it at the moment. And emotionally, probably, when she's calmed down a bit from all this, you know, the adrenaline of all this. But thank you very much.
Look, thank you, Imelda, for joining us. That is Imelda Graham, their mother of Kat Graham.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
with Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.